In the triune God, Father, Son, and in the Holy Ghost. Amen. There are many of you Sunday school children here, some of you a little bit older and some of you a little bit smaller. It's wonderful to see such a great throng of you here. God has once given us a time that we can come. Gather together to summer service and to have Sunday school in the tent. Isn't it a wonderful matter? In the beginning, I would like to ask you, dear children, how many of you have been to Sunday school here in the tent? Can you please raise your hand? Quite a few of you have been. Raise your hand if you have been here for the very, you're here for the very first time. Yes, you are. This is very good. But it could be a Sunday school student maybe has not been able to come here at all because of something that you cannot be here, or maybe you have left home already, or you who are listening through the media, you are also warmly welcome to the Sunday school. The Heavenly Father is with you as well, there where you are, like He is with all of us. This Sunday school, it will continue in this way. We'll have an opening prayer. And then I will read a Bible text which will lead to the topic of the Sunday school. And if the Heavenly Father desires, I will speak about it. Then we will sing a song. And then I will give a few thoughts about our neighbor or our close ones. And then we will have a closing prayer. And then we will keep it. So it'd be of a perfect length so no one will become tired here when we are at the service. Let's first cross our hands and ask for the good blessing of God. In your mind and heart, you can join in with the words of this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I have come before your holy face to listen to your word. I pray for the blessing for the Sunday school. Thank you for all your goodness, for all your blessing, which you have given to your life. Bless yet your life, our homes, bless our mother and fathers, our brothers and sisters, and our grandmother and grandfather. All the dear ones and our friends, and bless also me. Be with me now and always. Amen. The topic for this Sunday school is Jesus heals. The text which will I read is in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verses 35, beginning with verse 35 until the end of the chapter. This is an interesting text. Please listen carefully. Here it is explained how Jesus heals a blind beggar. And the words are in Jesus' name. And it came to pass that as he came nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Amen. Wasn't it a miraculous story? A story which had a happy ending. In two ways it had a happy ending. That blind beggar received his temporal eyesight. And we can also believe and understand that this man, he found the kingdom of God. He received living faith in his heart. The feeling came that even if the blind man did not see, he still saw. He still saw the most important matter. He did not see with his eyes, but he saw through the eyes of faith. As we have heard here, he saw Jesus as his Savior. I will ask you, children, that when you listen to this text, what do you think? How did that man feel? That he received his temporal eyesight back. How must have he felt? How about you girls sitting in the front bench? Could you say, answer that question? Yes, he was happy. This is how I think, thought as well, that the man was very happy. He had been blind. In the Bible, it does not say that has he been blind since birth. But he did not see those things what a person with eyesight can see. If you children, you Sunday school children, older and smaller, if you look at the person sitting next to you, look at their face, most likely you see a smiling face, a face that has feels at peace. Or if you look up to the ceiling or the roof of this tent, you may see a little bit of the blue sky. It is God's creation, that blue sky. Or if you look at this pulpit where I am standing, you see the wall of it. You see hundreds of little small faces that children have drawn of their children's drawings of their own faces. I have noticed during services, in between services and during songs, many kids come and look, take a look at it. It in many ways tells us what is the kingdom of God. It is said that the God's children is like unto a child. This is what a person with sight can see with their own eyes. I have heard and read that if you are blind, they can in many different senses sense God's creation and picture it in their minds of what it would look like. God has given this type of a talent. Maybe that he hasn't given all the senses. This story of the Bible was Jesus. The main character was Jesus. There was a blind man, and the people around him, the crowd around it, was also essential in this happening. The name of the blind man was not said, but in the other another gospel, it says. It's maybe a little difficult for us Finnish people to pronounce. The man's name was, the name of the man was Bartimaeus. I don't know if this name means something special. As we remember Moses, it means that he was lifted from the waters. That's what his name means. But you small Sunday school child, you could maybe ask this from your mother or father. Maybe this Bartimaeus, what does it mean? If your parents don't have time to answer with their, but maybe your grandparents would know. Maybe it doesn't mean anything special, but still you can ask. Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem to the festivities of Easter, and along with him were his disciples, and a great crowd of people followed them. This blind Bartimaeus had come in a traditional way that he had come to the long alongside the road. You may be question, how did he know to come to the side of the road because he was blind? Maybe he knew the way to the road by heart, or maybe one of his friends assisted him. Maybe at that time, they did not have these helpful tools that in which we have. Maybe you have seen a person in the city who walks. He has a long white cane in which he feels is the way clear. Or maybe someone has a guide, a dog which guides them. They're very polite dogs, and the dogs have a polite sight. And they have a vest on the dog that says that they are a guide dog. The dog helps its owner move forward. I have also heard that when this type of a dog is working, you can't go pet it. Not without the permission of the owner, because the dog is working. But the blind man heard something different was happening. He heard that the great crowd of people was walking along the road. And you probably remember, what did the blind man do when he heard that something was happening? How about you boys in the front bench? What did the blind man do? Yes. He yelled. He shouted in a loud voice. He wanted that Jesus would notice him. I would think in this way, this blind Bartimaeus, he had heard already of Jesus, that he can help. For that reason, he yelled or shouted. We can also believe that the Heavenly Father guided the blind man to the side of the road, to the exact right time and to the exact right place, so that he would be able to meet Jesus. This man saw that the kingdom of God is drawing nigh unto him. He believed it in his heart, and through his eyes of faith, he knew and he saw that now the kingdom of God has drawn nigh. Now it is his time that he can heal and become a follower of Jesus. But what happened? There were people walking in front of them. What did these people do? They tried to quieten this man. I ask you, small Sunday school children, how does it feel? How do you feel if you ask for help and someone doesn't notice you? Doesn't it feel bad? Yes, it feels bad. If we need help, that is when we hope that we would be helped. The blind Bartimaeus did not obey the people who tried to quieten him, but he just said, "Son of David, have mercy on me." He knew that Jesus was the Son of David and the Savior. He had probably heard when he was a child about the proclamations of the prophets that on Christmas night, there in the stable of Bethlehem, a Savior would be born. I'm sure you've heard of the happenings of Christmas, how the shepherds even went to Bethlehem into the stable, and there they found the small baby Jesus in the stable. This is what the Bible says in many different portions. We as people may be of such. We do not notice people who need help. But Jesus does not walk past someone who needs help. He did not walk past the blind man, but healed him. This Bartimaeus became a believer, and he started following Jesus. What is the most important gift that we could receive? I think this. That many of you who are here, you have received many different types of gifts. Doesn't it feel good that you can receive such a gift that you have longed for? When I was a small boy, it has been for quite a while ago, I wanted a Christmas gift. I wanted a hockey stick. Even though I wished for it, I wasn't sure that I would receive it. Then I did not understand that our family did not have the financial means to buy something like that. Dad's salary was used for the basic necessities of our family. But I would like to say to you, one, to you, Sunday school student, even though if life was in a financial means, it was really tight, but one thing was what true. Not once did I have to go to sleep hungry. Never. That's what my father often said before he passed away, that God blessed the bread onto the table. I'll return to this hope of a gift, this wish. But then when Christmas Eve came, I noticed that under the Christmas tree was a package which was put wrapped up. And the gift very significantly reminded me of a hockey stick. Because I was curious, I went to go look at it. And I noticed that on the top of the package was my name. You could probably guess how good it felt. I received that gift which I had hoped for, wished for. But isn't it so that the most important gift that which one could receive is the gift of faith? We have received it when we, as a gift when we were born. God has given that gift to us. We can rejoice over it, that we have been protected in faith up until this moment. And above all, we ask we could be protected in faith, that we could be friends of Jesus. It is a joyful moment that we can become a believer, that we are believers. The gift which God, Jesus, the man received, made the entire group of people and everyone there happy. Now we will sing song 162, Finnish song Siionin laulu 162. This text also reminds us of this, how we should treat our neighbor. God's word teaches us we would treat our neighbor lovingly. In the book of Matthew, it is taught in this way, love your neighbor as thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. How could it be seen in our own life? Maybe in this way, that we would be friendly to one another, that we are trustworthy as friends. We are a friend to someone who doesn't have any friends. We speak good. We encourage. I'm sure you can find many good things in which you can, how you can get a hold of your friend. That we would see in our neighbor that it is God's creation. No matter what, how he is or she is God's creation. Just as we have spoken at these services, that person is of great value. He is a picture of God. We could say that God created man as a big image of himself. You and I, we are pictures of God. In us become the great works of God. Come in these works. In the book of John, it says, maybe sometimes it'll happen that a person with his evil doings torments the picture of God that is in him. That picture can be broken. In a broken picture, you can fix it or heal it. When you confess your evil doings and believe your sins forgiven, and that broken picture is fixed or becomes healed. To believe upon the gospel It brings peace and joy of a mind. And it gives the peace of God in the heart. It is good that we can ask and forgive. The words of the forgiveness are meant for all believers who believe, even to you, young Sunday school child. The words of forgiveness are meant even for you. You can bless with the gospel your friends, your siblings, mother and father, grandparents. They rejoice over it because also their hearts live of that gracious gospel. You can use it. The centermost message of this Sunday school is this: that Jesus heals and helps. The blind man found God's kingdom. We can be also dwellers of this house, and this is where we can remain. We can believe our sins forgiven. The friend of the child, in Jesus' name and blood, we can be happy. We can be free. The grace, children of God. You can remain securely believing. You do not need to be afraid when all of your sins are forgiven. Nothing. I would like to say, even to you, dear listener here in this tent, or if you're listening through the media, then maybe someday, some years ago, maybe you have been a Sunday school student, but your choices in life have brought you far away from the Father's house, far from the kingdom of God. You may have a longing to return. To join the kingdom of God, you can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. You can begin to follow the Lord Jesus and his own. In this way, we can remain securely believing. I would like to ask on behalf of my own heart. I came here humbly before you. You are the four picture of faith. Can I believe my own sins forgiven? I desire to believe together with you. It is a tradition in Sunday school to give a memory work lesson. And this time it is Jesus heals. Let's say it together. Jesus heals. This way we can close our Sunday school. Let's close with the benediction. Let's cross our hands and say the benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.